From the News Center, a news focus.
Alcohol-related crashes in Pennsylvania hit a five-year low in 2020. While motor vehicle-related injuries have fallen as well, the death toll has been relatively flat. The Pennsylvania DUI Association noted that alcohol-related fatalities are trending downward. The state saw 7,700 in 2020 and 293 fatalities that year, compared to 9,390 crashes and 299 fatalities the year before. Back in 2016, there were more than 10,000 crashes and about 300 fatalities, but injuries fell significantly between 2016 and 2020, a 25% reduction, in fact. Keeping the number of drunk drivers low has outsized benefits. Although alcohol-related crashes accounted for about 7% of the total in 2020, they resulted in 26% of all persons fatally injured in crashes, according to the association. The problem is generally one of youth. While the number of fatalities involving drunk drivers under the age of 21 has increased in recent years, the youngest drivers aren't the most likely to die in an alcohol-related crash. Instead, it's drivers between 31 and 35 and drivers 26 to 30. Those two groups account for 80% of driver fatalities in alcohol-involved crashes. Overall, drivers 21 to 35 had the most crashes connected to alcohol. On the bright side, however, underage and drinking drivers in crashes have fallen dramatically. In 2011, 943 crashes happened involving drivers who were drinking and underaged. By 2020, there were just 441 such crashes. Nationally, Pennsylvania fares relatively well, 39th. In drunk driving crashes, they have followed the overall trend of declining rates. With a WPGM News Focus, I'm Matthew James.